Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Who's in Charge podcast, where we cover all things Leeds United with a special guest. I'm your host, Ross Allison, and today I'm joined by Dan George.
Hello.
And today's special guest, a sports business student at Northumbria University and a Leeds United supporter who has followed the Whites home and away for over 10 years. Cameron Cusworth, thank you for joining us.
All right, lads. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, we've got to get straight into this QPR game that happened last week. What went wrong, Cameron?
Oh, it was really poor. I mean, none of the players turned up, and I think Farke was to blame for a lot of it with some of his decisions.
Really, Farke? Interesting. Yeah. Honestly, I think Perot had the worst game of the season, without a shadow of a doubt. He had like the worst first touch I've ever seen, and just wasn't working at all. Dan, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I did catch the highlights, and I can honestly say, as Farke is probably one of his biggest fans that exists, that was a day to forget for the German. He seemed tactically outclassed by a team that's failed to show any signs of tactics this season, which, you know, and in essence sort of sums up what we knew about Farke. He's all the gear, but when it comes to a tough game, he doesn't really have any idea what he's on about.
Yeah, QPR having the second worst home record in the league, and they put 4 past us. Saying it was a disaster, the QPR game, it wasn't as bad as how it was when we were first Leeds fans, was it, Cameron, under Cellino, Massimo Cellino, back in 2014 when he bought the club. I don't know about you, Cameron, but it was pretty mental to start as a Leeds fan, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was poor. I mean, he even said he was a mess when he first came in as well. And the Football League rejected his bid to buy us as well.
Yeah, what a good start, was it? What a good start.
He's like dodgy avoiding tax on his yacht, I think.
But yeah, honestly, as soon as Cellino came in, some of the quotes here, him saying that his pronunciation was terrible, and the fact that he walked into a suite in Elland Road on his first day and it was purple, and obviously he does not like the colour purple. So he was like, change the bloody couch, but the staff at Leeds United interpreted that as change the coach. So next day, the coach was sacked, and then Cellino didn't realise that he sacked the coach, and then it basically started from there, didn't it?
Well, didn't he do that 6 times? 6 managers in 2 years, wasn't it?
6 managers in 2 years. And one of them was a Forest Green manager, David Hockaday. Honestly, yeah. How can you appoint him?
Remember the
very
name.
Poor appointments in there. Uwe Rosler as well.
Uwe Rosler with a 16% win rate. I mean, he only lasted 12 games, but honestly, that just sums it up. That sums it up. And also, stuff that he did also with the sacking all the cleaning staff and bringing the under-18s to clean the whole Thorpe Arch. It's not.
They've got to learn somehow, don't they?
Yeah, but sacking all the cleaning staff, they've not got a job.
There's also all that controversy with him and Lucy Ward.
Yeah. You know,
when he sat near Redfern, he wanted Lucy Ward gone as well.
What did Lucy Ward do?
It was woman, apparently. He didn't want women doing the jobs.
Yeah, he's very old school owner, you could say that.
Some way of putting it.
But Lucy Ward went on to, she was like a big big role in like Lewis Cook's career, and I think Calvin Phillips as well, so she wasn't that bad. Obviously Cellino was a problem, but I think everyone knows that. And then pie tax. One of my favourite things that happened during Cellino's I don't know, time in ownership.
Shambolic, wasn't it?
Yeah. So pie tax, if people don't know, is when he added £5 extra onto the tickets. So you could get a pie and a pint at the game. And obviously not everyone wants a pie.
Just in the South Stand, wasn't it?
Though? Just in the South Stand.
Well, he wanted everyone to drink in there, didn't he, really?
Well.
He wanted the money.
To be fair, back in them time, I think Leeds fans needed to drink to get past some of the games. But yeah, so obviously, as you can imagine, the pie tax didn't go down too well. And everyone who got a pie threw it onto the pitch. Yeah. Don't blame him. Don't blame him at all.
It's a waste of perfectly good food, though. I'd have had him.
Yeah, of course you would have. So if you had to sum him up, Cellino, Cameron, how would you sum him up?
He was dreadful, wasn't he? I mean, yeah. I don't think we were good for even one season when he was there.
No, it was mid-table finish after mid-table finish. It wasn't the best. Moving on to Rad Rezani, then, who a positive owner who came in May 2017. Another Italian. We like the Italians here at Elland Road. And, he brought back a Leeds United lady straight away, didn't he?
Yeah, after obviously Chiellino got rid of him as soon as he came in charge.
Yeah, that's what he did. 2014, Chiellino stopped funding for the women straight away. Wasn't the best decision. But the biggest thing for me under Radrizzani, I think, was obviously we'll touch on Bielsa later, but him purchasing Ellen Road, actually being the owners of Ellen Road again for the first time since 2004, and obviously that dreaded relegation. The years we were born, so we...
clearly unlucky.
Yeah, we? Clearly unlucky. But and then the new badge controversy. Oh,
bloody hell. What a brilliant choice that was. I couldn't believe when that came in. I thought it was April 1st. Absolutely. They said they got a panelist specialist to help design it.
Really?
Bloody hell, I couldn't believe it.
Over 70,000 complaints. I think that was in like the first couple of days as well.
70,000 fans, that means other people were complaining.
Oh, we're massive, mate, we're massive. But yeah, it was... the worst thing is the fact that he was saying, oh, we did about 60-odd hours of research, got the top designers in, and then they come out with... a bloke who's doing...
Look like one of them badges you get in Pez when you've not got the licensing, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the...
West Yorkshire Lily Whites or whatever they're called.
But then, Bielsa, Cameron, honestly, the highest paid manager in Leeds United history.
Deservedly so.
Deservedly so. God. What a man. Do you miss him?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when he did get sacked, I think there was... It was fair enough, like.
Yeah, it was fair enough. But yeah, it was a bit sad because obviously, like, what he brought to the club was absolutely mental. The fact that we could actually go to Ellen Road and think we're actually going to dominate the ball, dominate everything.
It's probably the best football we'll ever watch as Leeds fans us play. Like, way in which we played.
Yeah, 100%. What do you think as Bielsa as an outside?
Well, it's sort of a weird one because he was Leeds manager, of course, alongside when Daniel Farke was in charge of Norwich, and it was always, you know, who's the best manager in the division?
Yeah.
Is it Bielsa? Is it Farke? And it was sort of one of those ones where you never really appreciated how good he was until you realised how good it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You realise how good a coach Bielsa was, and then you sack him and bring in Jesse Marsh, who, you know, probably, it's safe to say he's not on the same level, and then, you know, Bielsa goes on. He leads Uruguay to some pretty drastic heights, big wins over teams they haven't beaten in how many years. Mm-hmm. And you realise, you know, maybe a slow start with Leeds wasn't the worst thing he's ever done. Maybe he should have kept him on for a bit. But I always liked Bielsa. I thought he was a decent manager. Yeah.
Well, Radrizzani literally said that he brought Jesse Marsh in to have the same tactic as Bielsa. So that was a recipe for disaster there. Honestly, I don't know what he was thinking. I like Jesse Marsh's passion.
Yeah, that's about it, though.
That's about it, yeah, that is right. I mean, he's a typical American, isn't he? So,
nothing wrong with that.
Very dramatic.
No, I didn't. To be fair, with Jesse Marsh, I kind of did like him when he was at was it Leipzig?
Salzburg.
Salzburg. Yeah. I thought he was decent.
And beat Liverpool in the Champions League, didn't
he? Well, that's true. The infamous Van Dijk dribble pass, wasn't it? That was wow.
Yeah. Somerville.
I didn't think he was too bad. It's just with Leeds, especially in the position he inherited, it has to be spot on straight away. Yeah. And especially following someone like Bielsa, it's never going to be easy. And you'll see that at any club, you know, with Klopp leaving Liverpool, even the next manager who comes in, it's going to be held to such high standards that probably won't end well.
He didn't help himself, though, did he? Well. He put Rafinha on long throw-ins.
the best player I've ever seen
play for Leeds.
Do you think he's the best player you've ever seen for Leeds?
Probably. Him or Hernandez.
It's Phillips. It's Phillips. Yeah, going back, yeah.
Yeah, Phillips has to be in there for a shout, though.
The Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire Perlow, mate. Don't disrespect Calvin Phillips. Do you reckon he'll come back next year?
If we go up.
Yeah.
I think he probably will.
Do you reckon?
A lot of people don't even want him back, though, do they?
Have you seen how bad he's been at West Ham?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not played. Yeah, he's not consistently played.
He's not played.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've got a certain pedigree about you if you play for Man City, even if it is on loan, that you're at least somewhat competent at kicking a football. But every time he's come on, it's looked like, you know, they've taught him how to swim without arms. You don't know what he's doing.
Phillips for the England squad?
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not a chance.
No chance? Not at all, no.
I'd rather have Harrison Reed, mate.
Oh, God. God, how far? Jesus.
On a skip.
But back on to Radrizzani, though. As much as, obviously, for like the women's Perchinelli and Road, obviously did a lot of good things, but when he left the club in the same league as he started with.
Yeah.
Would you say it was a positive?
I think overall he was obviously much more positive than Chiellino.
Yeah.
And I think things like buying back the stadium, hiring Bielsa, getting us promoted, were all amazing. But in the long run, he sort of stiffed us a little bit.
Yeah.
And right. I don't think he helped himself. Like, oh, he was always piping up on Twitter saying, remember he said there was absolutely no chance that we're getting relegated.
Yeah.
And then we end up going down.
Yeah. But so, like some of the managerial decisions in the end with Sam Allardyce and bloody all that.
Yeah, and Javi Gracia.
God, there was some
that was a bad season.
What is it with our owners? Interesting.
Well, I don't think it was helped by Victor Orta, was it?
No. That's another thing. Victor Orta.
He was worse than Radrizzani.
Yeah, I did love when we were champions and he gave it back to the Derby fans with all the binoculars and stuff.
That was good.
What did Spygate look like for you, Dan? As a
it was sort of a weird one because I didn't really care. I thought, do you know what? Fair play.
It's legal. It's legal.
There's nothing. It's a bit of a grey area, but no rules have been broken. And in terms of getting the advantage over your opponents, I don't see a better way to do it than sitting in a tree with a pair of binoculars.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can be bothered to do that, if they can be bothered to watch a Derby County training session.
Yeah.
Then fair play, let them have the advantage. But, you know, didn't end up working out, so...
No, it didn't. No, it did it. Well, probably one of the worst. Was that one of the worst days
for
you as a Leeds fan?
Game.
The worst, really?
Probably.
Yeah. I think when we went down from the Premier League last year, we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it won.
We already knew that.
Well, you had the highs of staying up at Brentford the season before, and you sort of realised it's either got to go drastically up or we're down, and then it just didn't get any better.
I think it's better, actually, like when you're actually getting promoted than being in the Premier League.
Oh,
anyway.
Definitely.
Unless you're fighting for Europe, which we never really are, apart from when it was COVID.
Yeah, we were only like 5 points off Europa.
I think we're ninth.
Yeah, so... and then, so in June 2023, Radrizzani decided to sell the club for £170 million deal to the 49ers, Yanks.
Yeah. I feel like that's not a huge amount of money.
Yeah, but if you look at, it was £170 million to the 49ers. I think Chiellino bought 70% of the club for about £25 million or
something. Yeah, so you can see.
For a club as big as Leeds are, you'd expect... You know, 100% of the club to be a lot more than 170 million, but I suppose that also comes with already having a stadium.
Yeah,
you know, selling out your ground sometimes.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? What's that supposed to mean?
No, we won't talk about the early 2010s.
What? No. We were there. Me and Cameron. We were there.
Well, you and about 12 others.
It's like Norwich is way in this season. Ellen Road that.
Midweek kickoff, we can allow it. Long journey, no trains.
And now the 49ers are in, and straight away they are looking for plans to take the stadium to 55,000. They say architects are already planning it out. In your opinion, Cameron, if you had to put a second tier on any of the stands, which one would you put it on?
I mean, it's got to be the West Stand, doesn't it? I mean, they've still got wooden seats in some of there, don't they? So,
yeah.
And there's plenty of space behind it as well. Same with the Kop, but the Kop's already...
Yeah, I reckon. Wouldn't do the South Stand, like you said, there's no room.
There's not enough room. I like the South Stand, how it's small as well. I think it generates a better atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's all compact.
Yeah, it does. You've obviously been in the away end this season with Norwich. What did you think of Ellen Road?
As a stadium, I thought, you know, when you first walk up to it and you see that massive, I don't know which stand it is. It's the
East Stand.
The East Stand is absolutely huge, you think. Yeah. Bloody hell, this is like, this stand is the same height as Wembley.
Yeah.
And then you go around the corner and the away stand is one tier.
Yeah.
Tiny. And you think, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe you've been sold a dream. And then you get to the away end and it's all right. I mean, we didn't bring very many because it was during a time where We didn't really play well away from home. We didn't really play well full stop.
To be fair, we only scraped a 1-0 win. To
yeah,
be fair.
I think you played quite well. You're one of the better teams.
A lot of Leeds fans are saying we were the best team to come, and I thought, well, I saw fair and well, but we didn't really do anything. We didn't really have a shot. I think our best chance came from Kenny McLean, and when that's happening, then should probably pack it up and go home. But I mean, I enjoyed my time there. It was a new ground for me. Obviously, one of the most historic clubs in England. One of the sort of coolest grounds to go to in terms of atmosphere. You know,
what did you think to the atmosphere? Was it good?
For a night game, at times. Well, I usually think atmosphere is better on night games, but
not a midweek.
Not a Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Like Friday night.
Yeah, I suppose. It depends how the team's doing as well. But atmosphere was good. I think marching on together, it's about 2.5 minutes long, is a bit long.
Right, okay. Maybe, I was going to ask you about this.
Maybe just one chorus and you'll be good, because by the fifth, you know, marching on together, you get a bit bored. You're like, all right, can we just kick off now?
we don't get bored.
And then at the end of the game, you sang it again, and instead of singing it towards the players, you all sang it towards the away fans, which I thought was a bit weird, because we'd all gone home.
Yeah, like got 12, a long trip back.
12 people left in the away end, and you've got 30,000 people going, Leeds, Leeds. And we're like, okay, well, yeah, the team would just won a game, maybe sing it towards them, but
you've always got to give it to the away fans, aren't you?
Yeah, all 12 of us, but
yeah, but
no, I enjoyed my time there.
I heard you enjoyed the pie as well.
Pies were terrible, awful pies.
You did? Oh,
really?
That's
away end pies. I'm starting a new campaign, which is get pucker in all away ends.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to have one universal standard. Because I know at Norwich anyway, we do we've got nice pies in the home end and crap pies in the away end. Which I'm all for, but I think it's a bit cheeky, especially when you're charging like a fiver for a pie and it's dry and crumbly and you're not allowed a lid on your bottle because you might throw out. Bigger chance of me throwing my pie at Allen Road than there is throwing my bottle.
Bring pie tax back, eh?
But yeah.
Obviously, with the fact the stadium's going to 55k, well, hopefully, just shows the potential of Leeds United as a club. And obviously, stats come out this last year that Leeds were the 16th highest in the world on revenue made from selling kits, generating 35 million above the likes of Inter Milan and Fenerbahce. We've got potential there, aren't we, Cameron?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at the history and the fan base of the club, I don't see why in the next 10, 20 years we don't have a good run in Europe, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Villa, they're in a similar situation to us. They just got the right manager in Unai Emery, and now probably be playing Champions League football next season.
Yeah, I think they will be doing Champions League football next season. The investors in the club, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. So we've got quite a few names in there. Golf friendly. Do you like golf, Dan? Are you into golf?
Not a fan, to be honest. In terms of hitting balls with sticks, baseball's my fixing in that respect, but I can see why people like it. It's an easy way to kill a Sunday.
But what the 49ers did bring to Ellen Road was the most expensive sign ever, with Jorginho Rutter being £35 million.
And the rest of it.
Yeah, probably more onto it as well. Cameron, is he worth the money?
Not yet, I wouldn't say. But I mean, he's only young. He's got a high ceiling.
Yep.
And he's definitely been one of the better players this season, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's second most assists in the Championship after Leif Davis, I think.
Yeah, but then you argue that he should be doing that with that price tag.
It's not his fault he's got that price
tag. I do think he's a bit naive on the ball sometimes.
Yeah, he's not consistent enough. No. He's still only young.
Yeah, yeah. And
he definitely needs to improve his shooting as well.
Yeah, he's got one of the worst finishing stats in the league, I think.
He only scored about 4 or 5 goals this season.
Yeah, literally. Because he spends too much dilly-dallying it on the bloody halfway line.
Thinks he's Pele, mate.
Yeah, I was going to ask Dan, what do you think of Rutter?
I like him, but I think, unfortunately, it will come with a price tag, but £35 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, you have to. There's always pressure on a player to play when they're fetching that much money. Mm. Sometimes it helps players, sometimes it hinders them. You know, sometimes they get in their own head. They think, oh, I'm worth £40 million. I shouldn't be playing against, you know, Rotherham in a 12,000 seat stadium on a rainy afternoon in July. But I mean, he knows that he has to do better. I think you can see he does try his hardest.
Yeah,
like I said, he's still young. What is he, 23?
I think he's younger than that.
Yeah, I think he's like 20,
well, yeah. Even then, still, he's still a young lad. He said he's got such a high ceiling. And we saw with Rafinha, there's worse clubs to do it at than Leeds.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that if you go up, he'll be able to carry on, but he needs to put the work in.
Do you reckon Farke could get the best out of him?
He's a kind of manager who, if he likes a player, if he can work well with him, then there's no reason why he can't turn into an incredible player. We saw it in Norwich with Buendia,
yeah,
even Pukki, Todd Cantwell, Max Aarons, all players that no one had ever heard of, really. Worked hard, did their job, and, you know, Buendia's injured, but next year he'll be playing in the Champions League. Max Aarons earned himself his top flight move.
Yeah.
I mean, Todd Cantwell's playing for Rangers, so they've not all worked out, but... But yeah, I mean, Farke is the kind of manager who, if you work hard, if you do what he says, if you get a decent return...
And if the 49ers back him?
Well, if the 49ers back Farke, that's up to them, but...
They should. Well, that's a different story. So, season tickets are up for renewal now. Cameron, have you renewed your season ticket?
I have.
You have? In the South Stand again?
Again, yeah.
Do you think you're ever going to move from there, or...?
Well, I mean, I think it's great in there. I'll definitely be there for a few more years at least.
Yeah.
But I suppose if I ever have a kid, I don't think I'll be bringing him in the South Stand when he's 4.
Yeah, that's a bit dodgy, that.
But, teach him young.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what we're doing, Leeds.
This is how you throw a pie.
You're loving that, throwing a pie, aren't you? Loving
that. That's tickled me.
There's been an announcement that it's a 10% increase in price from last year on season tickets. So the Leeds United cheapest season ticket is £434, which is, if we stay in the Championship, is £18 a game. I think that's not bad at all.
That's
and
reasonable.
£22 if we get to the Prem, but it's another story. This is compared to Norwich, cheapest being £545.
Yeah,
over 100 more.
That's not a good seat at Carrow Road either for that. I mean, I think I pay about £600 a year for my season ticket, which is it's not cheap. But I'm happy with where I sit. I get a front row seat. I get to yell abuse at all the players who run down the right hand side, which is always a good bit of fun.
But you've always sold out, haven't you, over the last 10 years?
I think we're one of the most consistently supported in terms of.
Because there's nothing more to do in Norwich, is there? Really?
True. You'd have to get a job or go to Norwich games. But I think we haven't dipped under 20,000 in the last century. I think the last time we dipped under was COVID, and then the time before that we didn't have a stand because it was being rebuilt. Right. So, you know, they are £600, but if you get 25,000 people paying £600.
What a cash.
Not bad. Not bad for a bit here. A bit of money back.
The 49ers have said that if you don't go to 80% of games next season, you will not be asked to renew your tickets. Do you reckon that's a good policy, Cameron?
I mean, it gets people going to the games rather than just buying the tickets and not using them. Because then all the people on the waiting list, they'll be obviously wanting to get their season ticket. I suppose expanding the stadium will help that as well.
Yeah, 100%. But there also is a way to get around it, like just get your mate to come. Or
send your ticket to your mates.
Oh, it's so easy.
I'm not sure if it's legal, but I think you're supposed
definitely
to,
not,
you're supposed
but
to have a membership.
Well, you're not allowed to give your season ticket to your mate.
There is a proper way to do it on like the website.
For like, if your mate has a membership, you can send him it, but...
Boring.
Yeah.
We just give them to anyone who wants.
Yeah, you can just email it to them.
Or do you have like digital tickets?
Yeah.
See, ours are still physical.
Are they?
Well, we're in Norfolk. We've only just discovered electricity, so we've got a couple more years before we've got electric tickets.
But what about getting away tickets, Cameron? Because I know for obviously me and you, it's an absolute ball ache to go.
It's not easy, is it? Especially when you're like 6,000th in the queue.
Yeah, 100%.
You've got no chance.
Yeah, I was literally for the QPR game last week. Well, thank God I didn't go. but I was 600 in the queue. How do you not get a ticket with 600?
They only gave us 1,800.
I know, it's because
they didn't even give us half the bloody bottom tier, did they?
Yeah. Well, it looked like we didn't sell out because it was at the bottom.
I think it's because they thought obviously there might have been a chance of promotion on that game.
A chance.
Didn't want us taking.
There's always
over.
A chance.
Get done 4-0. But yeah, but like the first ballot goes out to away
season ticket holders. Yeah, right? Obviously guaranteed one.
Yeah, and then it's 50%.
How much does an away season ticket cost then?
I'm not sure, but it's not cheap.
Must be.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
I'm pretty sure they've obviously gone up in price, but I know some people have had them for like ages ago, and then their price like stayed the same or something.
Jeez. So I wish we did away season tickets. I have to wait until
at least you can get away tickets.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
but you know.
So let's move on to season reflection then, because there is only one game left with Southampton at home tomorrow. But as it's looking, doesn't really mean that much unless the miracle of Huddersfield getting a result at getting a win at Ipswich, which will not happen.
It's not gonna happen,
you never know.
And we still need to beat Southampton.
Yeah, that is that's probably the biggest thing. Yeah.
I don't know. Southampton have been very good.
Yeah, but neither have we.
That's true. I mean, heading into the playoffs, if there's one team that we could play, Norwich, it would be Southampton. They're by far the worst formed team.
West Brom have lost the last three in a row, though.
West Brom always. They always.
Yeah, Carlos knows how to set up.
He knows how to ruffle a few.
I wouldn't want to play him. I think he'll. Out-tactic Daniel Farke if we played against them.
Yeah. Well, that moves on to... Would you keep Farke if we don't go up?
I'm not sure, because realistically, with the squad that we've got...
We
should be automatically promoted.
But then you look at...
After Leicester.
Look at what position we're in when he inherited the squad.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Didn't know...
He's done a decent job.
Yeah. Like, did you see our team that we put out against? I think it was the second game against Birmingham away. We had like...
Yeah, we had Shackleton.
Oh, God. Honestly... You don't blame him for that, but how the season's gone, like he's...
Yeah, it's still been a decent season.
Yeah.
And especially if we end up going up through the playoffs, which they probably won't, because if you look at our record in the playoffs, I think five, maybe six playoff attempts.
Well, my first ever Leeds game was 2008. Doncaster Rovers at Wembley in the playoff final. We bloody lost, so yeah, not expecting much in the playoffs. But if you had to have a team in the playoffs, who would you want?
Sure, I don't want to play Hull if they manage to sneak in.
Hull have got too many good players, I think.
I know Norwich are obviously probably the most informed team.
We
have beaten them home and away.
That is true.
That's true, but when you beat us at home, that was during a period where we weren't doing too well, but we've not lost at home this year, and we've only recently not won at home in our last two games against Bristol and Swansea. He played very well, considering they had not to play for.
Well, we were unbeaten at Elland Road all season, weren't we? Until
Blackburn.
It's good limbs from Blackburn, to be fair. I'll give them that.
Pretty much guaranteed their survival, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Wasn't looking good for them before that.
No.
Ruined our season, though.
you could say that. So, if we don't go up, do you reckon we'll lose a lot of players?
I don't think we'll get Roden back on...
Really?
No, I don't.
Yeah, to be fair, why would he want another?
He's good enough for the Premier League, isn't he, really?
Yeah,
maybe
he
not,
is.
Not for a top six club.
No. I could see him playing for like a West. No, I could see him playing for like a West Ham or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
If we go up, we definitely need to sign him. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Can't make that same mistake that we did with Ben White. Mm.
What about Somerville, though? So if we don't go up and...
He has to go, doesn't he?
Yeah, really? But what would you take for him?
I think he goes even if you do go up.
I
think he's still at a young age to like. I don't think he would move.
It's on him though, isn't it?
I suppose it depends who comes in for him.
Yeah,
you know, if Bayern come in for him, how can you keep him?
Yeah, but he's not going to start straight away for Bayern, is it?
Yeah, but it's not just about starting. Is it? It's about playing. You know, it's about being at a club. Mm. You know, why do all these youngsters go to Madrid? They're not going to start.
Yeah,
but they can put in their Instagram bio that they play football for Real Madrid. So it's just one of them things. It's about stature in the game.
What about Archie Gray? Do you reckon he'll stay?
Yeah, he will. He's at an 100% he'll stay. Well, he just signed a new five-year deal, six-year deal. Yeah, I think he's staying for the next seasons to come. But we hope we get promoted. If we don't get promoted this season, then we have to get promoted next season.
Yeah, I think I'd probably give Fark next season.
Yeah,
if he doesn't get us promoted.
Give him one more go.
Probably get rid of him.
Well, our first season we had, and we finished 17th, and then the season after we won the league. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, go give him time.
But that's the thing with Leeds fans, we're not very patient.
No, we're not.
We're not patient at all. Because now we've had a taste of the Premier League for, what was it, two, three, two, three, three, three seasons?
Three seasons.
We want to get back in there, don't we?
Well, It's not always that easy, is it?
Well, it's not, but it should be, because we've got 90 points this year. We could have potentially 93, and every team, I think in the last like 20 years, who's got 90 points in the Championship has gone up.
Yeah.
So
it'd be pretty harsh if you didn't go up and play off.
Yeah.
These,
yeah.
Hopefully you don't. Hopefully we do.
No. But I think the third place, I think, obviously it's in a way like first, and I think it's Sunday, 12 p.m.
Yes. Yeah,
which is an awful time. Really the worst.
It's a terrible. No. Shocking. No one's going to be bothered.
No.
If we've not had enough early kickoff this season already.
Now imagine if it's league. Norwich, though. Imagine if we play you, and what time we're going to set off if it's an after kickoff?
4-hour drive.
You're not
going to
get an away ticket.
Yeah, good point. We'll try. We'll try.
You'll be up at 12 o'clock, breakfast at 7:15, watching the game on your telly set.
Yeah, nervous. Like,
oh, fast.
Yeah.
I'll be
but with a beer in the end.
I've got an exam the next day.
Have you? Oh, God. Well, we went to Plymouth this year, didn't we?
Yeah, that was great. I mean,
what do you describe that away trip as? Long. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
I mean,
long.
To be fair, it wasn't as long as I thought it would have been.
Really?
Because we obviously set off really early.
Yeah.
No way, it was empty.
Yeah, I just like the fact that we went on and we were like, right, we'll get a couple of hours of sleep.
Yeah, I didn't sleep at all.
And then we heard the straight away, so we're like, right, we have to get involved now, don't we? And I think I hit my peak about like,
oh yeah,
9 a.m.
Yeah, but we got to the pub for about 9, didn't we?
In Random Spoons, was it like Newton Abbott or something?
Yeah, Newton.
Your
Abbott.
Dad got the pasties in. Oh, it was. And what else have we been to this season? Stoke. That was
terrible.
Bamford should never be on a penalty again.
No. That's another 3 points.
Yeah. Well, he does that trick now, Bamford, doesn't he? Like, he holds the ball. And, who was it? Was it...
Who was it against?
Bamford had the ball in his hand. Oh, Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
And then when Bamford gave the ball to Somerville, you heard this, way.
Yeah. Some of the fans still fall for it, though.
Because he's a striker. He probably should be taking...
Rock still falls for it?
I do.
Why are they giving it to Bamford?
Yeah, because I just get Stoke flashbacks. I don't want him to take a penalty.
His magnificent goal at Peterborough, didn't we?
That is the best goal I've ever seen.
Along with Dakara's volley.
No, it's better than Dakara's.
Probably. The technique on it isn't.
I love Dakara. I probably like him more than Bamford. He's just a funny lad, isn't he, Duncan Dakara? But Bamford's was the best goal I've ever seen live, ever. And I liked how it went in. We didn't even celebrate for the first 5 seconds.
Shock.
Yeah, we were just like, what on earth have I just seen?
That was a good trip, though.
Mm.
Obviously, an FA Cup win. Good atmosphere.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Another one ticked off.
Yeah.
Awful stadium, by the way, Peterborough.
Yeah, it's not great.
Absolutely awful. So, if you had to have a prediction for tomorrow's game, what would you say?
Because
I think we should go for it.
I mean,
I think we should go and try and put 3 or 4 past them, get a bit of confidence going into the playoffs.
Yeah, if it doesn't mean anything, we still need to get that confidence for the playoffs.
Start Joseph.
Yeah, ahead of Pirro. I mean, Bamford's out.
He's got not to lose tomorrow.
He might as well.
Well, he might.
Right, okay. I'm not talking about this as if Huddersfield field are winning, because there's no chance.
You never know. Anything could happen.
You might as well give Joseph a run out, though. See what
even bring him off in the 60th minute and bring that.
Yeah. It's
Pirro
better than
on.
Bringing him on in the 85th minute. For
yeah. Should start Kamara as well. Kamara should start, yeah. Well, he's not played in a couple of weeks, has he? So.
Yeah, well, he was on par form before he got dropped.
Yeah. But how bad was it against fucking QPR, I think?
Yeah.
He could. And Bamford's injured. I mean, we're just letting him take a penalty, but...
We could do with him.
I can't believe I've said that, but yeah. He's looking to be out for the rest of the season. Well... For tomorrow, anyway.
Well,
yeah.
That is the rest of the season.
No, playoffs.
Is he back for playoffs?
Don't look good. Don't look good.
Cheese string legs, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Roberts is injured as well.
Yeah.
Strzok's been injured for.
Yeah.
Do you think if we had Strzok all season, do you reckon we could have got automatics?
Sure, obviously, when we didn't have him, we went on that really good run with Ampadu and Rowan at the back.
But then obviously, you put Ampadu in midfield.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, especially when we've been playing midweek, weekend.
Mm.
Like, playing that Middlesbrough and QPR didn't help that it was Monday, Friday.
Yeah.
Needed a bit of rotation, really.
Right, last question, just to obviously finish today's episode off. Cameron, what is your go-to matchday pint?
The pint selection at Elland Road isn't great.
Let's say anywhere, because I remember, obviously, we went to the Etihad last season. Was it Asahi?
Yeah, Asahi's brilliant.
Oh, what a beer. What a beer.
Cruz Campo.
Cruz Campo, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that in an away stadium? What do you mean, like, before the game?
I don't think so. Yeah, before the game.
Before the game, obviously. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've seen it in an away stadium.
No,
but
I do
love a nice steak and ale pie to go with it.
Pine to pine.
Yeah. Maybe bring back pie tax.
Yeah. I think we're just saying we should bring it back.
Yeah, to be honest, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, yeah. Maybe you should have an option if you want to.
Yeah, what about if it's
like £5 for pie
tax?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, that's true.
£5 for a pint of pine isn't bad at all in today's market.
Yeah, that's true. What about you, Dan? Favourite match day pie?
I'm going to get slated for this, but I do love a cider.
Cider, oh! What a wuss.
I'll probably go with a Thatcher's Gold.
Classic. We had a Thatcher's Gold at Plymouth away.
Of course you have Thatcher's in Plymouth.
Well, I think we said we were like, right, yeah, we have to try the cider down here. Yeah, we're right down here.
I don't know how it tasted, though, I couldn't tell you.
Not a lager man, then?
I like some of them. I like a Moretti. I've had a Moretti.
What, once in your life?
Two pints of Moretti, thank you.
What do they sell at Norwich?
We've got a local brewery called Adnams who do a beer. Ghost Ship.
I've heard of them, yeah.
They're a Norfolk-based brewery. They have one something.
Proper nice. Local stuff, then.
Family Club, mate. That's what
Family Club.
We do East Coast IPA.
All right.
We do Foster's or Carlin for those of that taste, and then we do Stouffer's Dark Fruits.
Stouffer's Dark Fruits at Spoons, the cheapest. Mm. No? That's where we had that at Chelsea away, no? Or did we have? Well, everything was about £7 a pint down there.
The cheapest option down there.
Yeah. Cheapest was about £6, wasn't it?
A lot of them still got drunk. Still not going on the Carlin, though. However expensive.
Carlin's better than Foster's.
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is. Oh, my. Foster's is the lowest of the low.
They're both terrible, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, to be fair.
But John Smith's is the worst.
Tennent's, though.
Tennent's is up.
You ever had Tennent's in Scotland?
No.
Honestly. Decent. That's it, all right. I'd have that over Carlin and Foster's any day.
100%.
Yeah.
What's your match day pint, then, Ross?
My match day pint? Estrella.
Yeah,
I think Estrella's
whatever's flowing, really.
Oh yeah, whatever's going. But if I had to choose, it would be an Estrella. I think Estrella's the best lager, without a shadow of a doubt. Definitely first.
Maybe.
I do think Star Pram is a bit overrated.
That's a rogue shout.
It is a rogue shout, but I think it is. Afraid that's all we've got time for today. Thank you to both Dan and Cameron for joining me. Join us next time when you and Bassett will be taking you into the boardroom at Sixfield Stadium with Northampton Town. But until then, you've been listening to Who's in Charge. She tries to dodge and dodge.